views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell. Walking the Path of Freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin, and co-host, Jeremy Newdell.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. It is Thursday, November 9th. I can't believe that we're already into November. This is just freaking me out. Welcome to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. You are listening to us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. My name is Andrew Martin, and I'm going to introduce my co-host, Mr. Jeremy Newdell. Jeremy, are you there? I think he's having technical difficulties, so I'm going to wait for him to get his act together.
Oh, here we go. Hello.
There
hello,
he is. Hello. Hi. I'm introducing you, and then the minute I introduce you, I get the text that says, I can't hear anything.
I'm here.
Good. Well, I think that kind of is a great description of where you and I are, you know, sort of individually at this moment, sort of in this place right now.
Yeah.
That seems very difficult to communicate and sort of give language to, which I think is perfect for today's show, right? I mean, the subject for today's show, the topic is, you know, boundaries and infinity. And I know that sounds very sort of like, I don't know, some sort of science fiction title or like a Star Trek movie or something.
Buzz Lightyear, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. To boundaries, infinity, and beyond. but I do kind of feel like that's, you know, that's kind of where I am right now. Like this weird place of like having structure and form in my life, you know, and you and I have talked about this, right? Like the having the radio show that we do every 2 weeks. Or every other, you know, Thursday, and we have that as the thing that we show up to, and it's on the calendar, and that's the structure, and that's the boundary. But then how do we allow ourselves to be organic and natural and in the flow within this structure and within this boundary, and really learning how to balance those two things, the form and the formless, you know, because what I really believe is, you know, we are infinite beings who came here to have a finite experience. You know, we're limitlessness who came to play in the world of form, and that's kind of a big topic.
Yeah.
It's kind of a deep place to exist. And it's sort of difficult, I think, for the rational mind to comprehend what is it like to just be in this formless, untethered sort of abstract place.
Totally. You know, it makes me think of I've been, if you've been following me lately, I've been just like unbelievably obsessed with astrology and just learning more about it. And it's just been so exciting to explore these cycles of creation that we're sort of living through. And, you know, one of the big cycles that we just sort of entered is this Jupiter in Scorpio. And we're in Scorpio season right now. We got Venus in Scorpio. We got, you know, a bunch of Scorpio energy. And Scorpio represents like this death and rebirth, this dissolving away of boundaries. You know, like if we think about the symbol of death, it really is the dissolving of boundaries. It's the dissolving of identity. It's the dissolving of structure. And, you know, that's such an important like phase of creation. You know, I mean, every single stage is equally as important, but I think understanding that it is a part of the cycle, like we're in fall right now. You know, if we just look at the four seasons, we're in fall. You know, it's this sort of destruction, this death, this degradation period. And yeah, I mean, symbolically and sort of, you know, psychologically and spiritually, I would say that it's, you know, it's really a symbol of how we're dissolving the boundaries in our life and dissolving the structures in our life to really, you know, make room for new ones. But I think it's really interesting because, you know, when we look at a lot of the time when we look at you know, degradation and death, and we look at that in terms of relating with the other, it can be really interesting, because a lot of the structures that were in place that really supported relationships that we have with other people sort of crumble. And not to say that the relationships themselves crumble, but really just the boundaries that we've the self and the other have set up with each other are sort of dissolving. And, you know, that's really important, because the reason that's important is because we sort of create a new space that we meet. The boundary that we're used to meeting at sort of dissolves. So we sort of have to, you know, wiggle into this new space of meeting. And, you know, that's creating more deep and intimate relationships with ourselves and with others, and, you know, just the structures in our life, even in how we think we're supported. You know, Scorpio is all about how we're receiving energy, we're receiving abundance, and we're receiving things through the other, and refining your relationship with the other by dissolving these boundaries is such a potent way, and it's not even just a potent way, but it's such an important part. It's an important part of the cycle that we're in. And so I think, you know, even though it can be crazy and, oh my God, where am I? I don't even know anything. Like, it's really something to embrace.
Yeah. And it's, you know, this idea of restriction and boundaries within the whole, right? If we think of source, yeah, the universe, spirit, the field of infinite potential, whatever we want to talk about, you know, it's like the analogy that I've been using a lot lately is, you know, a river needs a bank. Otherwise, it's just a mess of water.
Absolutely.
But also, yeah, the bank, you know, the bank and the river work together, right? It's this intuitive relationship of saying, okay, so Andrew the human has his requirements and he has his preferences and the things that he wants for himself. And so he sets out to create this thing, and he creates a structure, a form through an intention or a wish list or a plan or a vision board, whatever it is that I'm saying, okay, I want to create this in my life, or I want to manifest this experience or this material thing. And that is creating that form, but understanding also that it is my, you know, in my best interest to allow myself to be fluid in the approach to that form. And even, you know, it's like sometimes we make a plan and we get there and we're like, wait a minute, I don't want that anymore. This, yeah, new thing has shown up, and this is even better than what perhaps I thought I wanted, or what I thought I wanted just isn't giving, it just isn't coming into form. So maybe I just need to release it and let it go. And you actually were the inspiration for this topic, because, you know, we do our show, and then you and I sort of have conversations, and we keep in touch over the couple of weeks in between episodes, and we try to sort of figure out what's next. And I want to share just a little bit about a post that you posted on your Divinely Human page on Facebook. So the importance of fluidity. It says, your ability to be fluid in the fixed roles you play in your life is the focal point of expansion. You are never just one thing. You are always this and that. And I love that. The idea that I am the infinite spark that has come to play in the field of limitation is Andrew, and I am Andrew, but I'm also not Andrew.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, the perfect example I like to use with this is like, I'm going to school right now, and school is obviously a pretty fresh thing in my mind. I'm 24 years old, so I've had a lot of experience with school recently. And, you know, this idea of when you go to school, there's these fixed roles that we have in society. We have teacher and we have student, right? That's like the fixed roles that we have that are just there, sort of. That's the structure that we have set up, you know. And within that structure, there is a lot of the time, there's a lack of fluidity of roles. So basically, the teacher will be stuck in teacher mode. And once the teacher is stuck in teacher mode, that basically creates the student to be stuck in student mode. And if the student sort of challenges that or decide, or, you know, wants to, can intuitively feel the roles need to be fluid in order for there to be balance. And a lot of the time the teacher, the way the structure is set up, the teacher doesn't want to really play that game. And so we're sort of stuck in teacher student. And whenever you're.
Uh-oh, looks like we lost Jeremy. So, and we'll wait for him to come back. So, you know, what it comes to mind is, Jeremy is talking, is, you know, this idea whenever we get stuck in a role and we decide that this is how it has to be, or this is the only role that I play, or this is the only level of awareness or information that I have access to, we do create boundaries that limit us, right? If I'm stuck in the mode of I am only the student or I am only the teacher, you know, if we think of it like a scale from 1 to 100, if I'm saying I'm only the teacher, I'm only the student, I'm only able to access like 1 through 10, right? There's like 90% of my experience is not accessible because I'm not seeing the other opportunity or the other possibility to see beyond this role. Are you back with me?
Yeah, sorry, I don't know what's going on with my connection today.
I don't know, it's being weird.
But yeah.
So yeah, I was kind of riffing on what you were saying is like, you know, it's important to know who we are in terms of I am Andrew and this is my personality and this is my identity, but I can be rooted within that and show up and still allow myself to be fluid or flexible within whatever my experience is calling from me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that fluidity is really the cornerstone of expansion. It's, you know, that's like, because if we're not willing to be fluid in the roles that we play, even in just, you know, like, I don't know when I caught off, but like the mother, like a mother-son connection or some sort of teacher and student archetype where there's sort of a hierarchical thing, but there's also a fluidity that needs to happen there. Otherwise, it's just stagnant. It just stays in one place. And a lot of the time, that's where frustration comes from, where it's like, oh, why isn't this moving? And a lot of the time, it's not moving because we're not really willing to be fluid in our roles, you know? And that's why Scorpio can be such a tough time for a lot of us, because there's a certain level of like, okay, like who we thought we were in relationship with this situation sort of has to dissolve. It sort of has to go away in order to sort of flip into the other role a little bit, so we can develop a more expansive relationship and sort of refine the boundaries, because boundaries are very healthy. And that's one of the things that Scorpio teaches us is that yes, boundaries are very healthy, but at a certain point they do need to dissolve in order to expand, in order to evolve.
Totally. And we've got to go to break, but I want to pick that up when we come back, the idea of boundaries and how we require them, but we also at some point must be willing to let them go. If you're interested in joining the conversation, if you have a question or you have some comments you'd like to share, go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click on the player that has my face and Jeremy's face on it, and it'll open up a new window of the player, and you'll see a little... and you would like to email us, you can do it that way. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back. This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing. Feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHEL.com/tips.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Andrew Martin, and I am here with my co-host, Jeremy Nudell, and you are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Before we jump in, I just want to make a quick announcement that I have recently gone back to doing Oracle card readings. I've been in this really interesting place with my practice, and getting back to the Oracle card readings was something that I was really excited to do because it's just sort of back to basics. I love doing Oracle card readings. I love doing that kind of exchange and that sort of interaction with my clients. It's something that I've really, really missed doing. So I am doing them again. So if you're interested in an Oracle card reading, you can book a session with me. Go to andrewmartin.energy and click on the sessions tab, and you can read about the Oracle card readings and then also the energy work sessions that I offer. So before the break, Jeremy, you and I were talking about this idea of boundaries. And yeah. I had an interesting conversation a couple of weeks ago. I was just out one day having lunch, and this guy sat down next to me, and we just started a conversation, and he was a therapist. And we were talking at first about, like, you know, how to create your business and sort of working online. And, you know, we were sharing strategies and ideas of what's worked for us. And somehow we got into the topic of boundaries and relationships. And one thing he said that really stuck with me, he said, you know, he said, boundaries are sexy. He said, in the context of a romantic relationship, boundaries are sexy because boundaries say there is something that I hold of value, right? Either an idea or a belief or, you know, my celibacy or my, you know, decision to only, you know, date or be with, you know, guys that I'm intimate with or whatever your decision is. He said, a boundary lets the world know that there's something that I value within myself that I hold up as valuable. And so that's why I've created a boundary around that. And I loved that idea. And I can't stop thinking about that, that oftentimes a boundary in its healthiest sense is something we create to really stake a claim and say, this is valuable to me. And so I'm putting a boundary up around it.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love that. It makes me think of how it's almost like it's almost valuing the individual more, because a lot of the time we can get into this, you know, when we're relating with others, we become so open and so boundary-less that we kind of we stop seeing where we start and they end. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to have that boundary because it sort of reinforces that intention that we had before we came into the body that said, look, we signed up to be individuals. We're here to be an individual. We're here to have a boundaried experience. And, you know, and so it plays in so well with what we're talking about because, you know, boundaries are healthy. They are so important and yeah, they're sexy. They're totally sexy. When I think of that, it totally resonates with me because it's an affirmation of sovereignty. It's an affirmation of individuality. It's, you know, and it's saying, look, here I am as an individual. And, you know, that is good. That's a good thing. There's something to be valued in that. And, I love that. And so I think boundaries are healthy, but at a certain point it's important to sort of get into that space where you don't necessarily know where you start and they end, because it sort of refines those boundaries and says, okay, like, here's where the boundaries were. And now that I've sort of come into union and seen really what it feels like to be in union and really merge with the other, whoever, whatever that may be, it could be a rock, it could be a dolphin, it could be another human, it doesn't matter, it could be the universe. There's a sense of coming into union with the other that really, that helps us refine the boundaries. And that's really this whole idea of death and rebirth is, you know, we come into union, we come into the oneness, but not really yet. We sort of just, you know, that's like Scorpio. The difference between Scorpio and Pisces is Pisces is completely coming into oneness, and Scorpio is sort of being teased by oneness, sort of seeing that that is the existential place that we're headed, but not really quite there yet. And that's why Scorpio is very mysterious, very sexy, very intimate, because you're sort of seeing where there does need to be boundaries, but you're refining those boundaries by merging and by right. sort of being in union.
It's like Scorpio says, how much can I withhold and still be in union, right? Like that Scorpio wants to just sort of tease with that idea of, you know, balance and like, you know, looking for the secret or finding the depths or diving into those Scorpio waters. And I, as much as I love Scorpios, I have a lot of Scorpio friends, and as much as I love Scorpio energy, especially as a super, super earthy Virgo, man, this Scorpio season is kicking my butt. This is not
you and me
been,
both, brother.
It has not been easy. But, you know, it's like, I think boundaries, you know, and we're talking about boundaries from the human perspective, because what I see is, you know, I look at it as a fractal experience, right? The discipline that we show for ourselves, the boundaries that we create around our own life and our own choices and our own behaviors. Sometimes if we come into this world and we don't have healthy models as a human, right, because of our family or our society or whatever it is that we're raised in that affects us, we may not have healthy boundaries. We may not have healthy ideas of, okay, this is what a healthy love looks like, or this is what healthy, you know, relationships look like, or this is what a healthy life looks like. Sometimes it's like, in order to find those boundaries, sometimes we have to go to the extreme of getting rid of all of the boundaries.
Yeah.
Right. It's almost like the total freedom in the moment, because I think back on my own life and the times in my life when I have had total freedom has shown me where I require limitations.
Right.
Right. Like the freedom to eat whatever I want, whenever I want it as an adult, I can have freaking cheeseburgers and chocolate cake for every meal if I want to.
Right.
And there's a part of me that would love nothing more than that. But, and this is a very simplistic example, but the total freedom to eat whatever I want, whenever I want it, has shown me like, oh, when I eat this all the time, I feel sick or I gain weight or this effect, you know, this adverse thing happens in my experience. So that shows me where I require limitations. So it is that sweet spot of allowing ourselves to be that formless, boundless being and that impulse and that desire. But then knowing that as a healthy human individual, there are certain things that I can and can't do. From a choice perspective, right? I can choose not to do that. I have a better life when I don't. But then also, you know, I'm getting sort of meta here because then there's the other part of it, like you said, which, you know, I'm the formless that came to play in form, but oftentimes the only way for me to expand into something new is to let my boundaries collapse.
Yeah, it's like as soon as you give yourself permission to be sort of boundaryless, is when you actually are able to refine the boundaries, because how would you be able to refine a boundary that's fixed? You know, you have to sort of move beyond it and be fluid in the boundaries in order to see where maybe your boundary is too far and maybe where it's too close to you. You know, and it's not something that you have to like micromanage or think about, but it's really an energetic process that's happening without you even really knowing it. But I think being conscious of it, and being conscious where it's like, okay, like I'm going to sort of give myself permission to really, you know, maybe maneuver these waters a little bit differently and a little bit more, you know, a little bit more getting real and not holding myself back so much in the name of being responsible. You know, it's like
totally
sort of breaching that responsibility threshold to sort of show you it's like, okay, here's where I can sort of refine it. And, you know, maybe the perfect master that I envision myself to be isn't really in a confines. You know what I mean? It's not really in a box. And I think allowing yourself to move through that actually allows you to be more tactful. You know, we think that if I sort of let go and I allow myself to be boundaryless, then I'm going to have zero tact and I'm not going to be sexy, you know, because I'm going to be just like all over the place and I'm not going to know where I start and they end, you know. But allowing, giving yourself permission to really do that, I think sort of opens up the space for that tactfulness to come in, because you're like, okay, like I've seen what it's like to sort of just be like, oh my God, I'm just in the deep end and I don't even know what's going on. Really allowing yourself to do that, really, it's like that perfect contrast. It really allows you to see the structure and allows you to see how having a structure in your life is so valuable and having those boundaries. But again, when we're fixed, and this has been a huge theme for me and just the people that I'm sort of working with and playing with in my life, is that sometimes I can be communicating with someone and you can see it. It's almost like you can smell it off of them, where, you know, their view of reality and their perception of reality is so fixed. And it's basically, you know, and it's not to say that, you know, we all go through this where we all sort of, this is how it is and this is how life works. And this is, you know, even if it's a very spiritual, you know, expanded understanding, there can still be this fixed nature of it of like, nope, you know, this is how the law of attraction works and this is how I've seen it work in my life and blah, blah, blah. But I think when we get into that space where we don't allow ourselves to go beyond, you know, our limited perspective and our confined view, that's, you know, when we start to get into this state of frustration where we think life should work one way and it's showing us that it doesn't, it's constantly expanding. And that's the role of the other. The role of the other is to show us that there are gaps to be filled in. There's always going to be gaps to be filled in when it comes to your mind, when it comes to your limited perspective. There's always gaps. And that's the role of the other. We think when we look at Scorpio is all about the fruits that come from the other. And one of the most sweet and valuable fruits that you can gain from the other is coming to the realization that there's something beyond your limited perspective. And that is what the role of the other is trying to help you with. And it's trying to get you out of that fixed, you know, whatever role you in, whether that's even just male or female, whether that's, you know, authority versus, you know, someone that's under authority or whatever the roles may be, it doesn't matter. Giver, receiver. It's this idea of moving out of the fixed positions. And what's so interesting is if you think about like the best teacher you've ever had in your life, a lot of the time when we look at the best teachers that we've had in our life, these teachers, the reason we think that they're the best teachers is because they are fluid in the roles that they play. So not only are they obviously, you know, societally teaching us in a very formal way, but they're open to being students themselves. So the sort of roles that they play with us are fluid. So we're able to actually be teachers to them, and they're open to being students to us, which actually allows us to be taught even further. And for, you know what I mean? When the roles are fluid, the roles can actually be received at a deeper level.
Totally. Yeah. And it is about having that, like being fluid within that sort of duality place. There's so much that we have left to talk about. We're just opening up this topic, really. We've got to take a break. But you're listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you are interested or inspired or maybe irritated by our conversation today, we'd love to hear from you. You can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, click on the player that has our faces on it. That will open up a window, and you'll see in that window there's a little button that says Ask. So if you have a question or a comment that you would like to send to us via email, you can do so that way. And so today we're talking about boundaries and limitation and form and formlessness. And how do we, you know, what I believe is true is I'm an infinite being. We are infinite beings who came here to play in the field of form, right? We came to have a finite experience called the human life. And how do we balance this knowing that I am the formless, infinite potential, but that I can choose to have form and structure? And then as the human self, how do we create boundaries and structure that are healthy in our lives? And one of the things Jeremy and I were talking about over the break was, and I want to share this quick story, is oftentimes how do I know what I need if I've never lived without it? And I had a friend, I was recently down in LA and we were chatting, and I think this actually was on the video on my YouTube channel, the video I did with my friend Naha. And she was talking about how she was drinking coffee. And at some point, her relationship with coffee, she started to feel like, I'm a freaking addict. Like, I have coffee in the morning, and then I have it in the afternoon, and then I have it again at night. She was starting to feel like her relationship with coffee wasn't healthy. So there was some chaos and some turbulence there. So she, you know, she saw that, excuse me, and she said, okay, maybe it's time for me to reevaluate my relationship with coffee. So she decided to take a break, and she said, okay, for 4 weeks, I'm not going to drink it. And then she had the 4 week experience of not drinking it. And then she kept going, and then she kept going. And I think it was like at week six, she was like, wait a minute, why am I restricting myself? Because now it's feeling like I'm withholding something, not because it's required or it's important. I've just gotten into this pattern of withholding. And so now it's time to reevaluate this boundary. And then she had coffee, and she had this moment of like the self that was into the boundary, that was holding that boundary so tightly and had begun to identify with it, was fearful, right? She was saying, like, she was freaked out. Oh my God, am I going to be like, you know, on a rampage with all this coffee? And she said it was fine. And the next day she decided, I don't want coffee today. Today I want tea. So it was ironic that her willingness to put up a boundary really illustrated for her after a period that she doesn't really need a boundary around it to be healthy. She just needs to be very mindful with it.
Yeah, and having I think that would still be a boundary. You know, I think it's, again, we're talking about refining boundaries. Like, mm-hmm. you have to sort of, like exactly what you said, you have to realize that you can live without something to really understand the actual relationship that is there for you. Not, you know what I mean? Not one that you're trying to control or manipulate or saying, you know, cause, and it's so funny. I love that story because, you know, as soon as she sort of gave herself permission to do it again, it was almost like, wow, now that I actually like let myself do it, I kind of don't even really want it anymore. You know, it's so funny how that works.
Yeah. Beautiful. Totally. And I think it's, you know, to me, kind of the point that I wanted to make here, because if someone's listening and they're, you know, thinking like, okay, Andrew, okay, Jeremy, like I get it, boundaries are fluid and we're sort of, sometimes you're the teacher and sometimes you're the student, but how do we know, right? How do I know when it's time to reevaluate a boundary, or how do I know when it's time to reevaluate a relationship with anything? And to me, chaos or turbulence or frustration is all in that category, sort of that same feeling of like, oh, I'm sort of butting against something, or I've gotten some friction here. To me, that is always a sign that we're being called to reevaluate our belief or our relationship with something.
Yeah, would you say that?
You know, I think that chaos is here to show us what no longer works.
Yeah, you know, it's when you say that, when you say like, how do we know? It's kind of like, well, you'll know, you know, life will show you when it's time to reevaluate these boundaries, because just all hell's going to break loose. Yeah. And that's totally part of it. Like, you know, that's totally like, if all hell didn't break loose, then you wouldn't know that this was a boundary that wasn't in alignment with how you would ideally want it to be. You know, like you wouldn't know. How else would you know unless kind of things, and you know, the thing is, the more refined you get about sort of feeling into these things and really being honest with yourself, the less life has to sort of, you know, shake up the snow globe of your life to show you that the boundary is, you know, because a lot of the time we'll just be totally asleep to the fact that, oh, you know, like for example, relationships are a perfect model for this, where, you know, you sort of know that the boundaries that you have in the relationship just straight up aren't working anymore, and you don't really want to admit it because it's still sort of, you know, you're still sort of getting some juice out of it, even if it's not really what you'd ideally want. And life shakes that up, and what a blessing and what a great thing it is to have life shake that up, because otherwise you wouldn't necessarily know. But at a certain point, we don't really need that anymore. We don't need to life to just completely flip upside down in order to show us that there's boundaries that need to be reexamined.
Totally. You know? I was just going to say that when we get to these levels of sort of mastery within the self, and we have the context of enough mindful experience that we can go, oh, okay, I see that my life is moving me this in this direction. And I think that that's something that you and I talk a lot about, is just being aware of your life, observing your life, listening to it, and trusting that when you get that little nudge that's saying, hey, what about this? Why don't you examine this? You know, we've all, I think, had those experiences where in the beginning, when perhaps you're not as aware as you may be right now or will be someday, you do, the life kind of does have to smack you upside the head sometimes to really get your attention. But I think what I'm really learning is that I don't have to get into crisis mode in order to make effective change.
Absolutely.
Like, I can start listening and taking action now before I'm like, you know, hanging onto the cliff with one fingernail.
Right. Yeah. And you know, there's going to be, you know, certain themes, you know, we're all here to explore different themes in our life. And there's going to be certain themes in each of our lives that are going to be a little bit harder for us to really listen to that, you know, and that's totally okay. That's part of the process. That's part of the growing, the maturity of consciousness is, you know, exploring these different boundaries in different ways. And sometimes some boundaries, like your relationship with money, your relationship with your work, your relationship with others, your relationship with food, you know, we're all going to have different degrees of, you know, our ability to sort of listen to our body's response and to what is right for us. And so it's never to say that, you know, if you're going through a healing crisis, if you're going, you know, if life completely, you know, flips on end, that you're, you know, in spiritual immaturity or that you're doing something wrong. It's like, no, you're just here to explore that theme in your own way. And that's going to be exactly what it's like for you. But at a certain point, you know, the fun in all of this is those different themes that we're exploring that maybe are a little bit difficult for us. Like for me, for a long time, it was food. I didn't know when to eat, what to eat, or how much to eat. And I really, you know, it's kind of like the same story you had with your friend, is that I did last year, actually around this time, I did a 6-day water fast, where I don't necessarily recommend that to people to do that. It was pretty extreme, but I needed to sort of breach the boundaries of my belief system and what I thought was okay in terms of, like, you know, can I live off, like, you know, there was this belief that we have that says, like, if I don't eat, I'm going to die, you know, and I really had to breach the boundaries of that belief. And it was so important for me. And I feel like sort of refining my boundary in that really allowed me to have a pretty healthy relationship with food. And so I think that can be, you know, that can be applied in any theme in your life where it's like if there's a relationship that's really difficult that maybe you can feel that, you know, there's just some friction and the boundaries aren't healthy, you know, taking a step back from that relationship or maybe like maybe even diving deeper into it. Like I've noticed my relationship with my mom. Sometimes we think that when we see the boundaries aren't healthy, we think that we need to spend as much time away from each other as possible. But really what we really need to do is just maybe make a greater effort to go on like a dinner date with each other once a week or something. So it's really both extremes. It's not necessarily just about cutting something out. It may be about diving into something a little bit deeper. But again, that's going to be based on, you know, you want to feel into that, be a little discerning, you know, like if there's a relationship that, you know, has an unhealthy boundary and you can sort of feel that diving deeper into it is only going to sort of breach that or, you know, create a more, you know, create that, reinforce that boundary is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
A little bit more, then, you know, maybe a good idea would be to separate from it. But again, it's not one or the other. It's not like there's a quick fix or an easy fix. It's about breaching the boundaries in a way that feels good, in a way that you're, that's resonant with your body, that doesn't feel, you know, because there's that certain point where we can get to where it's like, okay, like I know I need to sort of move beyond, like kind of challenge this boundary a little bit.
Yeah.
But then there's also this knowing that's like, okay, am I doing it in a way that feels exciting and expansive and sort of fun, even if it's not like something I'm looking forward to? Like, for example, going to work, like sometimes you're not excited to go to work, but sort of breaching that boundary is going to be healthy.
Well, yeah. And I think it's an interesting, you know, I think what you're saying just reaffirms this idea that, you know, it's about us learning how to listen to our life, learning how to listen to ourselves, learning how to create, you know, cultivate the observer from that place. And we've got to go to break in a second. So we'll continue expanding on this when we come back. But, you know, sometimes I think that there, you know, there's truth. When we observe our lives and we allow stillness to emerge, we just go, okay, I'm going to take 5 minutes. I'm just going to take a breath and I'm just going to let myself be. There's a stillness that emerges. And I think that truth always lies in that stillness. And I've been really, this idea lately of sometimes there's truth that helps you, right? In terms of like, okay, the truth says it's time to move on or it's time to leave this thing or it's time to change things or it's time to do something new. And then there's the truth that reminds you that says it's all good. Where you are is fine. Just remember that. Just be present and be still. And both are true. It's just sometimes, you know, it's like sometimes we're expanding and sometimes we're contracting. Sometimes we need to move into it. Sometimes we need to step back from it. And both are fine and both will be correct in their own way and in their own time. But we have to be the ones to sort of listen in to make that decision. So we're going to be back after this break. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. We will be right back on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. I'm Andrew. And my co-host, there's Jeremy right there on cue, on command. And today we've been talking about this idea of, you know, limitlessness and limitation and infinity and a finite experience. And, you know, how do we as a eternal infinite spark come into an experience that is one of form and shape and limitation? I mean, I think inherent in the human experience is a whole lot of limitation. And we came here to experience it and also to push those boundaries and to rewrite what humans are capable of. And, you know, one of the things that I know, because I want to try to bring this to a point, because I know that you and I love to get very abstract.
Yeah.
With our conversations. Yeah. And I want to make sure that our listeners have some sort of practical nuggets or at least something concrete to walk away with. But this idea that what I know to be true is every time we are moving into a new iteration or a new level of experience or a new chapter or even just a new moment, a new day, it's always going to require something new from us, right? Either I'm sustaining a level of awareness that I haven't sustained it for this long, or I am very focused, or I am here, I am present, but it's always going to require sort of a deeper, broader, fuller sense of who we are to really engage and be present. And where we are right now, things are happening so rapidly. It's like that, you know, you're talking about Scorpio season and the death and the rebirth. Sometimes lately, man, it feels like the death and the rebirth is happening like every moment.
Totally.
Right? Like 1 minute I'm like, oh yes, this is the most amazing idea I've ever had. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, no, that's stupid. I'm throwing that idea in the trash. And so I think what I'm left with is this idea that the next phase of life, the next moment, the next iteration, the next beginning, the next ending, the turning of the page, whatever it is always going to require some sense of fluidity. And when we're moving into a big change, that just requires surrender of control, because we have to let the old shape and the old paradigm collapse. So whatever energy it is that we've invested into that old form can be released in order to reform something new. Right? Like, I've got to destroy the old or let the old be destroyed or collapse in order to build something new.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, the sort of focal point to all this, and it's really the focal point of everything, you know, because every single archetype is a microcosm of the whole. So we see Scorpio and we see it as a microcosm of the entire cycle. And that's what's really cool about it. Each part of the cycle is in and of itself a microcosm of the whole. And when we look at Scorpio, we're looking at the reason we're sort of, it's urging us to dissolve these boundaries is because it's really asking us to step into this heart space, into this essence, into this space of I am when we are in relationship with the other. So no longer sort of being whipped around by the reactions or just the different placements of other people in our life, and really, really stepping into mastery of being a sovereign being and being I am, and having your heart essence really shine through, because your heart essence isn't really fixed. It's completely mutable and completely changeable, and it's completely compassionate. This idea of compassion is changeability, is mutability. And so that's really what it's asking us. And it's funny that Scorpio is a fixed sign, because it's urging us to step into and to examine our fixed places in our life to sort of allow those boundaries to dissolve so we can step into our essence. Because when we are operating from our essence, operating from that I am, I exist, that central, that deepest truth, is when we are able to be really fluid in our relationship with the other. We're really able to, you know, because it becomes more of a feeling thing. When you're really following the energy and following the feeling of the moment, then you are totally in tune and in phase with, you know, when you want to be a teacher and when you want to be a receptive student. You know, it's built into the framework of reality.
Yeah, and you said something that I want to expand, because we just have a couple minutes left. But when you're saying, you know, the heart essence and really being in tune with the heart, which is the flow, the divine place, the formlessness, the field of infinite potential, that part, the heart is the portal to that. And when you're talking about compassion and just being compassionate in the moment, it's being compassionate for whatever we're being asked to do, because sometimes it's being compassionate for the fact that I'm being called to step up into the authority teacher role. And right. Sometimes it's about having compassion for myself because I'm being asked to step up into the student role, or the one who's receiving, or the one who perhaps is not passive in the powerless sense, but I am passive because I'm receiving now and actively receiving. And that's what compassion is, saying that life isn't always going to hand us the thing that's the easiest to do. It's always going to hand us the thing that is calling us to grow to a new place. And when I look at, you know, when we don't have something to copy, right? When the mind is in this new place and we're in the void of like, oh my God, I'm letting go of this boundary, or I'm creating a new relationship with something, so I don't have, you know, the old way doesn't work anymore, so I don't have a model, right? And the mind freaks out. When the mind doesn't have a model, it goes into control mode and it says, oh my God, I have to find what is the last thing that was sort of close to this that I can say this is how we do it. And the mind, I think in that moment, what I'm realizing is that is when the mind feels powerless. And it is terrified that it can't control, and it is terrified that it can't do what it thinks it needs to do to save us.
Yeah, it's subconscious,
and that, totally.
Subconscious associations. So
yeah, like the drive to survive. And yeah, so the mind sees the unknown as dangerous and scary, and that's where I'm going to die. So, but the powerlessness that we feel there, if we allow ourselves to feel that sense of futility that the mind perceives, that's when the heart opens up and comes in and says, I am not powerless, because I am the thing, I am the very thing you are trying to control. I am life itself, right? Like you said, the only claim the divine ever makes is I am. Mm. And when we allow ourselves to admit, like, okay, I feel powerless right now, I feel afraid right now, I feel unsure, I don't know what to do, I'm just gonna break myself open and then drop into that heart space. And that's when that essence comes in and says, okay, here is what you're looking for.
Yeah. And I think it's allowing, like what you were saying, it's allowing for a new platform, a new canvas to create something completely new, because we have all these associations subconsciously of, you know, if this is how something is going to be done, then it has to be done in the way that we've done it before. And that is obvious, you know, just saying that, there's no truth in that. I mean, it doesn't mean that, you know, tradition doesn't hold merit where you can do things in a similar way as before, but the corner.
Oh no, we talk about the like most hilarious time to have a technical difficulty. Looks like Jeremiah got cut off again. So I'm just going to wrap this up and say, you know, wherever we are in our life, sometimes it's like the theme we've been carrying through. Sometimes I am the teacher, and sometimes I am the student. Sometimes I am the one who is stepping forth to assert and to share and to give. And sometimes I am the one that is stepping up to learn and to see and to receive. But in whatever moment we are in, no matter where we are being called to move forward, whether it's moving beyond the form of the previous boundary, whether it's moving into something new, actively and consciously, or whether it's just allowing ourselves to flow into a new experience and trust that all right, well, when I get there, I'll kind of know what to do, and I'll know, you know, I'll get it figured out then.
Yeah, definitely.
We lost you at like the perfect time. You'll listen to the replay and you'll hear yourself get cut off right in the midst of that.
You know, and it's
thought.
It's so funny too, because it's almost, there is this level of being fixed, you know, like the phone lines want me to be on there at a certain time. And you know, you gotta be open to that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. We really appreciate you listening. Jeremy, thank you again for another inspiring, mind-bending, eye-opening conversation. In 2 weeks, our show will be a repeat because it's the Thanksgiving holiday. So we'll be taking the day off and we'll be replaying an episode. But we'll
be
back.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And we'll be back in the first part of December. Gosh, I can't even believe we're already talking about December with a new episode for you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have a great weekend.
Bye, guys.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at andrewmartin.energy. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you are there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell. We'll be right back.